Great to be with you. 8:37. Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. He is the Dutchess County Executive. His name is Mark Molinaro. Hi, good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Bob. I'm doing well. Do you remember? You probably don't. I was on, you know, it was 100 years ago. I was the 19-year-old mayor, and
yes.
You were much younger and wilder then.
Yes, I do remember.
We've gone way back.
Didn't you set a record, the youngest mayor in isn't that like...
Yeah, the history of the state of New York and youngest elected official in the country. Yeah. Well,
exactly.
Now I'm just middle-aged.
Now just middle-aged, but you're also angry, and you said a couple of naughty words during your town hall there. I've never seen you so angry before. This has to do with the vaccine rollout, and you're still getting, I don't know, you're still getting like roughly 700 doses a week, which is a ridiculous amount. It's not nearly enough. So I don't know where to begin with this thing. Where is the...
Well, first I want to be clear that when I said naughty words, they were like the least naughty of all the...
Oh, no.
On your worst day, on your best day, you probably have used worse words than I
have. I've used those words twice already this morning, so, and I'm,
okay,
and I'm
well,
still
fair.
On the air, so, yeah.
I was expressing my own anger and frustration and that which we get from residents. And it's in part, Bob, because listen, as much as I want Dutchess County's health department to be your health department, to be the one that helps you and your listeners in our county. For vaccine distribution, the state of New York just sidelined local health departments. They kept us on the bench, and they didn't use the plans that they paid us to develop.
Yeah.
And so we're nothing more than a vending machine. They've made us into the position of just being glorified vending machines. Mm-hmm. We get 700 doses. They tell us how we can schedule the appointments. They tell us who we can schedule the appointments to. And they tell us only the individuals that we can vaccinate. And they have set up this convoluted process that is so frustrating for people that, you know, frankly, they call us. And I understand why they call us. But, you know, on whatever day it was, Wednesday of this week, we received 700 doses. We're not allowed to schedule anything until we get those doses, and we can't schedule beyond the time we have those doses. So that's basically 1 week. 700 doses we announced to 40,000 people who have to be notified, right? The state says notify all these essential people. 40,000 people were notified. We had 150,000 visits to our website in 5 minutes, and those 700 doses were gone in 2 minutes. And most people, you know, don't even understand. I mean, just as an example, right? Mm-hmm. The number of employers, right? So, for essential public workers, we have to notify the employers of essential public workers. Just the number of employers of those essential public workers is more than the 700 doses that
Amazing.
We give out each week.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the people we have to tell. And that doesn't even include everyone else. Now, the federal government's committed to a multi-week distribution of doses, so we hope that we're going to be in a position to be able to schedule 3 weeks instead of 1 week at a time. Next week, you'll see a change in our county subscription. So if you want to, if you're getting notices for emails or texts, for a dose of vaccine information, we're going to update that. So we're going to ask you to put in some more information. You'll get a notice saying if you're in the system, please fill this out again, because we need to break down the list in a way that we can communicate all of the options to the different categories of people. And so you're going to get that information. And we're hopeful that with the changes at the federal level, the system will get a little bit easier. But this is where we are. And I know I've rattled on, but
that's okay.
Listen, the issue is there are millions of Americans who want access to thousands of doses. There's no question, more demand than there is supply. But once those doses come to New York State, if this were any other kind of vaccine, those doses would come to your doctor's office. It might be 10, 15, 20 doses. We get it. Come to your doctor's office. There'd be some at a pharmacy, maybe 10, 20, 50 doses. There'd be hundreds of doses to local health departments like ours, because we're the ones who are supposed to ensure equitable distribution, and you'd be able to go to one of those clinics. But New York instead takes tens of thousands of doses and sends them only to their state regional sites. It's like they want to be big, you know, the big shots, right? You come here, go to Westchester. What we want is an equitable distribution of the vaccines, so we can put shots in arms for the people who want them. Dutchess County could do 5,000 doses a week today. We could do that in Eastern, Central, and Northern Dutchess County. We could do 5,000 doses a week today. that's the way it was supposed to be, we're doing 700.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. I was just thinking, and by the way, the notifications you say go up at noon, and about a minute and a half later, they're gone, right? Is that
yeah.
Pretty, yeah.
Now, that's pretty much it. We're hopeful we can change that and make it easier for folks. I'm hopeful that happens as soon as next week, but look for that in the next 7 to 10 days.
Here's the thing. You know, it seems to me, and somebody might have been, you brought it up during the town hall, that the more groups that become available, or the more groups they allow, only going to exacerbate the situation if the amount of vaccines don't increase. You know what I
mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does. And so, you know, just 65 years of age and older in Dutchess County is about 112,000 people.
Yeah.
There's 700 doses. Now, there are other doses available. Pharmacies throughout the county have about the same amount. They have about 1,000 doses. There were hospital dose distribution this week. That's the first time in 3 weeks the hospital's got first-time doses. So that's good. So we're hoping that as the number of doses increase, there'll be easier access. Well, there will be easier access. But, you know, I will say, I mean, the state went from being very sort of controlled to now, well, you know, they're opening up. Taxi drivers, restaurant workers, we understand why these are risk employment opportunities in certain places. But our focus is on vulnerable, on those who are most vulnerable. You know, we had to fight. Think about this. We had to fight, you know it, to get vaccines to adults living with intellectual and developmental disabilities in congregate care settings. An individual with Down syndrome, living with Down syndrome, has almost a 10 times greater risk of dying of this virus than others. And they weren't even on the list for broad distribution. Counties couldn't give them access. And again, the governor announced that we can do that now, along with restaurant workers and taxi drivers. And so, you know, our position is, and I will say this out loud, the county is not opening up to restaurant workers and taxi drivers until the state gives us the data that we need to identify how who these individuals are and how where we are with percentage distribution among those other populations. It's just we have to be logical about this.
Yeah. What did Dr. Cole say about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? When is that coming out?
So he didn't know this, but yesterday Johnson & Johnson did petition the FDA for, in essence, special use of their single-shot vaccine. So we expect that before the end of the month. I think the FDA scheduled that for a week or two from now to review. So the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you know, is a single dose. There's two things that you should know. It does seem to be less effective than the Pfizer-Moderna shots. It's about 70% in this country, effective on COVID in general. But it's 85% effective, as very close to the Moderna-Pfizer shots, 90%, for severe cases. And I think Dr. Cole explained it pretty well. It's sort of like, so why would I want that one, right? The point of that shot is, it is because it is simply a single shot. You know, you're likely to get the stuffy nose, the sore throat, but you won't progress to the severe cases, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you and so in this case, they find that it dulls the virus. It just slows it down, keeps it nominal, and to some extent, I don't want to play a scientist or a doctor, but to some extent, it's how you end up controlling the virus. You'll never get rid of it, right?
Yep.
But the goal is to kind of weaken it over time and build up our immune system so that it doesn't affect us. That's one of the tools you would use. Anybody asking, as of this moment, the pods, meaning the points of distribution for vaccines in Dutchess County, still are only equipped for the Moderna and Pfizer shots. And you can imagine that the Johnson & Johnson shot might end up going to a doctor's office, right, where there'd be quick access. You don't have to schedule coming back, things of that nature. So when that becomes available, we'll explain where it is, and you'll at least know what doses you're planning to get, and you can kind of choose when that happens. But you're talking millions upon millions of new doses that will become available later this spring.
That is good news. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro is on the telephone. So I hope we don't have a super spreader event this Sunday, by the way, because that could be
nasty.
Keep
it small.
Yeah, man.
I mean, listen, if you root for Tom Brady or against Tom Brady, you don't have to do it in groups.
That's right. Yes, yes.
You know, our argument all along is, just keep it small. Keep the folks, in your immediate circle, individuals who kind of follow the same precautions you have. and be safe about it. But, you know, the Giants are in the Super Bowl and haven't been for a while, so I have limited options. I'll be rooting for Kansas City because, you know, I'm one of those people.
Are you rooting for Kansas City then?
Yeah, we are. I mean, listen, Tom Brady is a part-time resident Duchess. I don't know if you know that. Certainly the greatest quarterback of all time. But that said, we'll be rooting for the young guy.
Oh, good. I did not know. I did not know that he was a part-time resident of Duchess. I did not know that.
Yes, he is. Yeah, I won't tell you where.
That's okay. That's all right.
I don't want his house being a...
I understand that. All right, so that is... Now, when is the next notification going out? At noon today? Is that the deal?
No, so we've notified for this week.
Oh, okay.
People don't need to worry. Don't sit at the computer.
Okay.
We'll be updating some information next week. You'll get an email saying, please update the subscription, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
Do you have one more minute just for me?
That's all the time you want.
No, I don't want to take too much time. But you know that on Monday, the county legislature will be voting on a bond proposal to make a modest investment at Dutchess Stadium, $1 million investment at Dutchess Stadium. This closes the deal that we've reached with the Renegades, Hudson Valley Renegades, who will become a New York Yankee affiliate. We will bring the New York Yankees high A division team to Dutchess Stadium with that agreement. Now, the Yankees pay the bill, right, or the Renegades pay the bill. So, you know, we're the landlord. We borrow the money, make the investment, the tenant, the Renegades, who will agree to a 20-year contract, pay us that rent. That rent covers the debt, and in fact, over 20 years, profits the county by about $700,000. This is, just on the face of it, a good business deal. But the Renegades themselves, for 30 years, have been a great economic driver, and we estimate about $10 million worth of economic activity because of the relationship with the Yankees. And so, if you're out there and you can be supportive, we're asking folks to reach out to the county legislature at 486-2100, 486-2100, or DutchessNY.gov. Send a note. This, again, is paid for by the tenant over time. We own the building. We've got to make the investment. But they pay it over time, and it's just a great, great opportunity for us when we get to have baseball again at Dutchess Stadium.
Yeah, in a long season A-ball now, and nothing like, it's not going to start in like June anymore. It's going to start pretty soon. That's a good deal.
Like next week in the snow.
Yeah, right, exactly. Oh, that's good. That's right. I know that.
70 games.
Is that right?
From 35 to 70 games. New logo, new design, and keep in mind, you know, you'll see young guys that draft picks playing right here at Dutchess Stadium, Yankees draft picks. You'll also see some Yankees who may have to rehab. They'll be doing it here at Yankees at Dutchess Stadium, and a lot of the former players will be on in and around. Some of them are coaches. Some of them just show up as sort of celebrities. But it's a good relationship. They do a lot of work with school districts. Really want to expand the reach to inspire young athletes and give them some options. It's just a great shot in the arm.
It is a great shot in the arm, so to speak. And I got to tell you, as far as professional baseball is concerned, the concession stand is much more friendly to the average consumer than Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
yeah.
Really, honestly. They do a great job. So you're saying that 486-2100, contact the legislature and say, hey, let's get this done or something to that effect?
Get it done. Just give us a call. Say it's a good deal. I support it. That's all.
All right.
And again, it pays for itself, so we're grateful for that. Give us a call, 486-2100, and tell the county legislature you support the idea.
Thank you. DutchessNY.gov. That's the website for everything you need to know. Mark Molinaro, Dutchess County Executive. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
You bet. Stay safe and be healthy.
You got it, man.